Okay. Today is Daf Yudalid, and we are on Yudalid. We are up to... Where did he stop? We're right in the middle, right? Okay, so we're talking about three things that we don't really know the reason. We know how they... We know why they work. We don't know how they work. No, the other way around. We know how... We know why they work. We know the reason why Mayim Shloshtim works. We know why it works. Tosva says it works because we want to be able to have kinyan and be easy. We don't know how that works. We don't know the mechanism, but we know why. Right, Tosva says that. We say hilchas of lotaima. That's how the mechanisms work. We know why. So the second one is v'idach ha. That's one. V'idach chadah ha. V'idach. What's the second one? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hakosev kol nechasav l'ishto. If somebody writes all his possessions to his wife, lo asa el apotropa. He only made her an apotropos. Meaning, a guy has a bunch of kids, but he also has a wife. So he writes a will and he leaves everything to the wife. So who would do that? Who would cut out all the kids? So, the Mefarshim explained, lahalacha, the wife receives nothing. So there's no Yerusha for a wife. So to give her chashivus, to give her affection, to show what he thinks of her, he gives everything to her. Did everything go to her? Of course not. She can't inherit. He meant her to manage the estate until the kids get older. That's what it means. They made her an apotropos. Now, halachically, he brought everything to her. But it's an umdana that people don't want their children to remain out of the will. Nobody wants that. Most people don't want that. And we know the halacha is a wife cannot inherit. So he made her an apotropos. That's an umdana. Do we have any reason why we should believe it's true in this case? No. But we're going to apply that din to every case. That's why the Mefarshim explained. If he left over something, then the umdana might not apply. Right? If he gave, I'm leaving 98% to my, then it might not apply. But, you know, in a normal case, it applies. V'idach, and the third one, the Amar of Huna, Hamasya Isha Livno Gadol. If somebody marries off a woman to his Bechor, his older son, the Beis, Bevayis, in a house, Kina'o, he acquires the house. Again, we assume that father wants to give his son the house. There's no Shtar, there's no Kinyan. But we assume, again, it's an Umdana, we assume that. The Rashbam of the Basra says, a bunch of Tanoim. He has to be the Bechor, he has to be the woman has to be a Besula, has to be the first marriage for both of them, has to be the first one, the first of his sons to get married. So you have all this, and the father never used the house. So again, what's he doing with this house? Mistami is giving it to his son to start a new life together with his new wife. So again, there's no halachic mechanism to transfer this house, but we assume it's so. Yeah. What do you mean, milva? I don't think it makes a difference. That's the whole daf is about this today. So your question might get answered in the course of the daf. Amar le Rav Acha Bardala. Rav said to Rav Acha Bardala, Kaba de Morika, I have a kav of saffron. Morika is a certain kind of spice. I have a kav isli gabach. I have a kav by so-and-so. Isli gabach, by you. Yahavie le ploni, give it to ploni. Ba'ape ka'aminalach, and I'm telling this to you in his presence. In other words, ploni's in the room. So again, Rav said to Rav Acha Bardala, give the saffron, he's sitting right here. Give it. I want you to give it to him. I have my saffron by you. You give it to him. It's exactly my mitzvah. It's not a loan. It's a pikadon. What's this guy doing with Rav's saffron? He's holding it for him. Give it to Ploni. And I'm telling this to you in his presence. D'lo hadranabi. Because I can't retract. Michlal, that implies the il boy hadrabay, mati hadrabay. What, then if he wanted to retract, he could retract? I'm telling this to you because I'm not going to retract. And what if he wanted to retract? We said yesterday, and if we didn't say yesterday, we'll say it now. Hamayamid Shloshim, you can't retract. So it implies that if Rav could retract, if he had the ability, maybe he could retract. So the Gemara says, no, Hachikamah, this is what he meant. Hachikamar. Dvarim halalu, these matters, these types of kinyon, and ma'amad shloshim, lo nitu l'chazara. You're not allowed to give them back. You're not allowed to have bichozer them. So I'm telling it to you to emphasize I can't bichozer. So the Gemara says, ha'amar rav chadazimna, but we said this already once. Damar of Huna amar rav, because if Huna said in the name of rav, manali biyadecha, to have $100 in by him, tinihulo leploni, ma'amad shloshim, kana, give it to him with a ma'amad shloshim, it works. So I have to tell me again the same case. So the Gemara says, "Ime hahi, had it only been that case, havamina, I would have thought, hani mili matana meruba. That's only a large matana, only a normal large gift. Aval matana muetes, but a small gift, which a kava of saffron is considered a small gift, loli boi befanov, you don't have to have it. Befanov, kamash balon, even that you do. Not alone. I said it's not alone.
Is there a whole lump that yesterday has a lump of grains?
Right. And there's a lump that's today. What about the kadons?
The woman tells Shimon to give some to the lady. The lady's not there.
It doesn't work. It has to be there.
Shimon doesn't give the lady?
What?
What?
No.
Shimon says, I'll give it back to you?
What? No, you owe me $100, right? So give it to him. Give it to Simcha. So how does that work? We don't know how that works. It does work. What's the kidney? What?
No, he's not in the room. But he's there.
What? Yeah, if he's not in the room, it doesn't work. Has to be in the room. What? Right. It's not part. Exactly. It's not kona. It's not kona. Now, hadu ginai, there were these gardeners. The avid chushbin abahadi adadi. They did a chesed among themselves. A bunch of gardeners. Now, the gardeners were renting out the land. And they were having some arrangement with the landlord. So the gardeners themselves did a cheshbon, and Posh Chamesh Istari Zuzika Bichad Minayu. One of the gardeners had $5 extra. So Amri Lay, they all said, Yahavinhu Nihile Lamari Ara, give it to the landlord, Ba'ape Mari Ara, in the presence of the landlord. In other words, there's extra money over here. So give it to the landlord. We're all agreeing to give it to the landlord. Pay rent, and the landlord's in the room, so it's like a ma'amad shloshtan. So the konamine and the landlord made a kinyan. Why did the landlord make a kinyan? So the Pnei Yeshua the ksav sofer says, or the Pnei Yeshua says, because nobody, like we've all been saying, nobody knows these rules. These rules sound so weird. You can make a kinyan without a kinyan. So the landlord wanted to make a real kinyan. To everyone should know this is a real kinyan. It's not some thing that Chacham made up, but some without a reason. That's how they made a kinyan. All the cases we're going to have now is with kinyanim. We're going to get to that. That's the whole daf today. Now, Lesof, when the gardener got home, Azal Aved Chushbin Abein Dilei L'Nafshe, he made another cheshbon with himself. He rechecked the money. And you know what? Lopash got bevel obedi. It wasn't true. There wasn't extra money by him. So what did he do? He gave his own money to the gardener. So, also the commander of Nachman. He comes in front of Nachman, and he tells Reb Nachman the story. Amalei, my yavid lach. What should I do for you? Chada, first of all, the Amar of Huna Marav. First of all, Maimon Shloshtan. So what can I do for you? We have the din, and Maimon Shloshtan can't be chozer. But oh, not only that, Hakarneminach, he even made a kinyan. So Amalei Rava says, "What's the big deal? Atu hai mika amar lo yahavina, Did the guy say I'm not giving it? In other words, did this gardener say I refuse to? No, it doesn't say that. Deleka gabay ka amar. He's saying the whole thing is a mistake. It was a mistake. So Amalei Rav Nachman said, "Im kein kinyan betos hu. It's a kinyan of a mistake. V'chal kinyan betos chozer. If there's a kinyan of a mistake, it goes back." What? Maybe he, I don't know, maybe he didn't hear this, I don't know. Maybe he didn't hear the story right, maybe he thought, I don't know. No kid, it was no Kenyan. No, the whole thing was a mistake. Right? If a man marries a woman thinking she's the son of someone, and it's not true, the whole thing is a mistake. I gave you the ring, it doesn't make a difference. When there's a mistake, we undo it. So it was a mistake. Even Ma'am Shloshan, why not, if we do it and they're not Ma'am Shloshan, why not Ma'am Shloshan? What's the difference?
So you can challenge anything based on a
mistake. If it's a legitimate mistake.
So an accounting error, you can always say,
So you could undo that also. It's a mistake. There's a lot to say to this daf, so don't worry. I'm not going to shortchange you. Amar Itmar. Here we go. Holech mana leploni shani chayev lo. The Lova says to the Shliach, please give this $100 that I owe to the Malveh, please go give it to him. Go give it to him. I owe him $100. Here it is. Go give it to him. Amar Rav. Rav says, chayev ba'achriyaso. The Lova is still chayev in case that Shliach loses it. But the imbal lachzar eino chozer. But if the Lova wants to be chozer it, he can't be chozer it. Now, the Malveh is not in the room. So this is not a real Maimed Shloshtim. But the idea of being Zoche certainly comes up now. In other words, the Lova gives $100 to the Shliach and says, listen, I owe the Malveh $100. He's been driving me. Here, I finally have the money. Go bring it to him. Along the way, the Shliach loses it. Who's responsible? Rav says, it's the Lova's responsibility. Why? We'll see why. But even though it's his responsibility, he can't be chozer. He can't send the faster shliach to catch the shliach and say, you know what, I changed my mind, bring the money back. Can't do that. Why? Because the shliach is zocheit for the malveh. He's zocheit for the malveh.
So shliach is not equal to a
shomer. Right, it's not equal to a shomer. He's zocheit for the malveh. But the loveh is still chayev in case it gets lost. And it's not the shliach's fault, you know, whatever. It's his responsibility until it gets to the Malveh's hands. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says no. Mitoch shechayev b'achriyaso. Since you're chayev if it gets lost, the imbal lachzer chozer, you could be chozer it. My umar sav. So leim b'bachir b'flagi. Let's say we'll argue with the following issue. Demar savar. Rav holds holech kischi dami. Going. Saying to somebody, go here it is the equivalent of being zochet. So the shliach is zochet for the malveh. So therefore, he can't be chozer. Why can he still retract? Why is he still achrayis? We'll explain in a second. Umar savar, and Shmuel holds, no, holech lav kizchi dami. It's not true. Why would he still be responsible? So Rashi says, because after all, the malveh didn't agree to this. The malveh didn't agree to this. He doesn't even know about this. So why should he be responsible? Why should he be responsible in case something happens to it? He didn't agree to this arrangement. The Rashba says that he fleshes it out a little better. He says, the Malveh only agrees to lend the money on the condition that it's only going to be back in his possession when it's in his possession, not when it's in the other end of the country, and the Shliach's not going to bring it. That's Rashi and the Rashba. The Rosh says, this is not a schus. The kinyan is a schut, not all these consequences. So you can be zochel shlobafanov, you can't be chov shlobafanov. It's not going to be the owner's responsibility. How can it be the malveh's responsibility? The money's in Texas, and he lives in New York. How can it be his responsibility? I think that Shmuel will flesh you out. Give me 2 minutes, and we'll say Shmuel. Just the Shur Ben Shmuel, Shmuel Grzowski, he says as follows. Also, similar ideas, that you have to make a distinction between Zechiah. Zechiah means right now. The Shech is Zochiah right now. The Piraon, the act of paying it back, that happens later when the Baal reaches it. The agreement was that I have to pay you. The Lova has to pay the Malveh, not to pay the Shliach. So therefore, it doesn't become the Malveh until it gets to his doorstep. Fine. Now, according to Shmuel, the question that is asked according to Shmuel, which I think Seth was basically your question, we have a rule that you can be tofes money for a Baal Chov. Someone else can be tofes. I know that you're owed money. If I know that Reuven's owed money from Shimon, I can go to Shimon and take money out of Shimon's pocket and give it to, I'm allowed to do that. Now,
if he doesn't know someone else.
One second. So the question all the Rishonim ask is, why can't the Shliach do this? According to Shmuel, nothing happens. The Shliach is not responsible. The Shliach, right, there's no Achrayit, no Achrayit. There's no Achrayit, and the Shliach can be Chozer. He can tell another Shliach, bring that Shliach back. Why can't the Shliach who's on the way say, no, I'm being Zochid for the Malva? Against your permission. Why can't you do that? We know that the ruling could do that. So, the Rosh says, you can only do that if there's no other money that the Lova has. Well, what kind of society is this? He says, what kind of world we're going to live in? Every time I can walk over to somebody, just pull money out of their wallet. Oh, I know you owe someone else money. Who made you the police? If there's no other money except for that money, and it's going to get lost, then I have the right. So there's no such blanket ruling, just go over to people and start taking their money away. If you know there's no other, so here we're talking, there's no other money, this guy has other money. So the Shliach has no right to take it. That's the Rosh's answer. That the Rosh quoting others. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, the loan wasn't due yet. He's prepaying it. They can't take it away from the guy, he's prepaying it. All those rules that are being Zochel loans, when the loan's not due. When the loan is overdue. Here it's not overdue, it's even early. So that's that. Tosfos Rid says, the Lov is allowed to say to the Malve, the Gerish Yerachim says a similar idea. Tfisa only applies if the money's going to remain secure. Here, he's going on a trip now. He's going to New York from Texas. So who knows what's going to happen to this money? So the Lov has a right to say, I'm not allowing you to be a Tofis. You can't be Tofis this money on behalf of the Shliach. Who knows what's going to happen to it? The Ritva says, by the way, only a Malve can designate someone to do this. Only the Malve can say, by the way, I know you're friends with him. When you're in the house, go take the money. Only the Malva could do that. No, you can't do it by yourself. Fine. So does that answer your questions a little bit? I think it answers the questions. Okay, next. So the Gemara says, No, that's not the machlokas. The kulayama holech kischi dummy. Everybody holds holech is kischi. So how could Shmuel say you could be choser? V'hacha b'flugi. Here's what we're arguing. Mar Savar, Lor Mirin Migu. Rav says, we don't say this Migu. Umar Savar, and Shmuel says, I'm Mirin Migu. We say the Migu. Everybody agrees that the Shlove is Chayiv and Achrayis, and everyone agrees to. So now, do we say a Migu? Since I'm Chayiv and Achrayis, I now can retract it. Or don't we say that Migu? Shmuel says yes, and Rav says no. But, Tani Kavase to Rav, we have a Brisa which supports Rav. Why does the Brisa support Rav? Holech mana laploni. If someone says, go give this money to Ploni, shani chayev lo, I owe it to him. Or, tain mana laploni. Give this money to Ploni. A big discussion what the difference is between holech and tain. Matana, or is it a shliach, but you give it different. Lash of shliach is very complicated. But say, tain mana laploni. Give the money, shani chayev lo, that I'm chayev. Or, holech mana laploni, pikadon shiesh lo, biyadi. Or, give him back his pikadon, even if it's money. Or tain mana laploni pikadon shiyesh lo biyadi, right? Or give him, he uses the lashon of tain, give him the pikadon. Chayev achriyuso, you're still responsible for it. But the imbo lachzer ain't a choser. And if you want to retract, you can't. That's exactly Rav Shita. Once you tell the shliach, go bring it to the malveh, or go bring it to the guy who it belongs to, you can't retract, but you're responsible for it. Fine. So we've proven that Rav, we have a brice that supports Rav. So the Gemara asks, Pikadon? How could the guy, if you ask me to do me a favor, Menachem, please watch my vase. What right do I have to give it to a shliach to go return it to him? The guy didn't want that shliach to watch the vase. He wanted me to watch the vase. So what right do I have? So the Gemara asks, Pikadon? Le malay ein ritzon reshiyeh pikadon biad acher. I never wanted you to give the pikadon to a shliach. So what right did the guy have? So maybe the he does have the right to be chozer. So the Gemara says no. Amar abzeira kishehuchzak kafron. No, I've already denied that I have it. When the guy said, "Well, can I have my vase back, please? I asked you to watch it for me." I say, "What vase? You know the one that you put in your wall unit?" I said, "No, that's mine all along." So I already denied it. Now I have a little tshuva and I give it to the shliach. The owner is thrilled. He's thrilled now. Now it's out of my hands now. Okay, maybe it'll get break on the way, but I'll take that chance. At least now it's out of it. So therefore, since I've already denied that I have it, the owner is thrilled that I've given it to someone else. Maybe that's more risky. He'll take that risk. So therefore, I can't be chozer. Because we're not going to say that the owner is going to say, what'd you do that for? The owner is thrilled that I did that. Okay.
In a normal case,
maybe not. Right. Rav Sheshet havele ashrasa desar b'liv b'mechuzah. Rav Sheshet had some money that he made, or coats. Rashi says, coat, balaz, coat. Kuf vav tes, a coat. Rav Sheshet had a coat that he's in some other city. So Amalel Rav Yosef Bar Chama in Mechuzah. So he said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Bahadi the Asis, when you go there, Asnehu Nahat Nehili, bring it back for me. Bring it back for coats. So Rashi said he was a businessman, Rav Sheshet. He was selling coats, extra coats. So when you're in Mechuzah, bring it back for me. Yeah, he worked. Azal Yahavin Alei. So he went to go get it. Amri Lei. So the guy who had the coat said, Nitni Mina, make a kinyan that you're taking this coat. Why? So that if something happens along the way, I'm not going to be responsible. We just said that the owner, right? Either he's a lova, he's a borrower, or he's a baal pikadon. He's a shomer. He's watching the coat for you. Now, what did we say? We said that if you give the coat to a shliach to bring it back to Rav Sheshet, and something happens along the way, who's responsible? The one who sent it. He didn't want to be responsible. So he said, Bikona it. So I'm off the hook. Amalei, in, fine. I'll do it. So ended up, Ishtamit Lahu. He never did it. He never was Bikona it. So he never was Bikona it. The Yavid says, how could it be that he would lie? As an Isser of Midvar Sheker, you know, a lie. Right? The guy said, listen, you Bikona it, because I don't want to be responsible if you lose it along the way. Yeah, 100%, I'll Bikona it. He never was Bikona it. It was a lie. So the Yavid says it wasn't Midrash Sheker Terechot because by right he doesn't have to be koned. How complicated, how you get out of that. Anyway, so Kiyasa Legabe, when he came back and he gave the coat back to Rav Sheshet, Amalohu, Amalei Shaper Avadata. It's a good thing that you did that, that you weren't koned. Delo Shavis Eved Lovel Ishmalve, because the Pasuk says we don't want someone to be when you owe money, you're like a slave. You're a slave to the guy. So why should you be that slave? You're going to be koned? Then you turn into the slave, and it's your responsibility if anything happens to it. Or Lishna Achrina, Shaper Avada to Eved Lovel Ishmalva. Other Lashon is, no, the guy who borrowed it, the guy who owed me the money, he's the Eved. Why should he undo himself by making the burden on you? So it's a good thing you did that. Fine, now another story. This is a wild story. Rav Acha, the son of Yoshia, Havile ispika dekasa ben Harda. He had a silver vessel in Harda. Amalahu le Rav Dustoy bar Yanai. He said to Rav Dustoy and Rav Yosi bar Kippur, he said to the two of them, Bahadi da Asisu, when you're there in Harda, Asyuhu Nihile. Bring it back for me. Bring me back my silver thing. Azal Yahav Nihile. So they went to go get it. Amri Lahu, the people that had it, said to them, Nitni minaychu, make a kinyan on it, so that if you lose it on the way back, it's not going to be our responsibility. Make a kinyan on it. Amri lahu lo, they said no way. So amri lahu, so they said back, if that's the case, ahadrina nahalam, give it back. We don't want you to take it back to Rav Acha. Rav Acha, yeah. We don't want you to take it back to Rav Achi. We don't want you to take it back to Rav Achi if we're going to be responsible for it. Give it back. You don't want to be koneh, give it back. We don't want you to go there and you're going to lose it and we're going to have to pay for it. So Rav Dostoy ben Rav Yanai Amr Lahu in. Rav Dostoy ben Rav Yanai said, fine, I'll give it back. But Rav Yosi bar Kippur Amr Lahu lo. I'm not giving it back. Some say that on Amr Aleph, the story with Rav Sheshet, in means yes. Right, like we know when Yitzchak said to Yaakov, are you Esav? He said, Ani, right, yeah, Ani. Yes, yeah, yes to anything. Right? So he don't really lie, because he just said the word yes. What does yes mean? But here, same story. Give it back. Yeah, give it back. Yes, right? But then he said, lo. Lo means I'm not giving it back. So lo means he made it worse. So lo, I'm not giving it back. So, have it kometzarile. So they started to beat up Rav Yosef. I'm sorry, Rav Yosi. Started to beat him up. They left Rav Dostoy alone, because Rav Dostoy said, I'll give it back. But Rav Yosi said, I'm not giving it back, and started to beat him up. Amalei. So the guy is beating up Rav Yossi, turn to Rav Destoy, and say, Chazimar Hechi Ka'avid, look what I'm doing here. Look what we're doing here. We're beating up your friend. He doesn't want to give it back. So Amalahu Tav Ramile. It's a good thing. Keep on going. Keep on hitting. Keep on going. Rashi says, Harba Hikahu. Hit him even more. Right? Kiyasa Legabe. So when they returned back to Rav Achi, Amale, Rav Yossi says to Rav Achi, Chazimar, look at this guy here of the story. La mistaisi losayin. It's not. It's bad enough. He didn't help me. Ella, Omar, Lahu, Nami, Tav Ramile. But he even said, make it worse. Amale. So Rav Achi says to Rav Destoy, Amai to Ovid Hachi, why'd you act that way? Look at the bottom line, the fourth line of Rashi. Why'd you act that way? Amai to Ovid Hachi, what would we think? Why'd you tell him to keep on hitting? No, it's not what Rashi says. Why'd you act that way? Shenet starts says, Lachzim Miyad, that you wanted to give it back. You hear this?
It sort of doesn't make any sense.
Why?
These guys don't want to take responsibility. The custodians of the vessel were right. Why would you give it to somebody who maybe know, maybe don't know, and they don't want to take responsibility for it? They're 100% right. If something happens on the way, they're responsible.
Right, right. Ramosha asked your question. But before we get to that question, it's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, what was the question? Why'd you give it back? Right. Not why you tell him to hit him. So the Ben Yehuda says Rav Achi knew that they were torturing him. So he knew that he said to hit him more only because what else is he supposed to say? He should also get hit. So Amalei Osam. So Rav Achi says to the two of them Osam Bnei Adam. Amalei. So Rav Destoy says, Osam Bnei Adam, those people, Hein Amma, they were big, they were a bunch of ruffians. The Kovin Amma, their hat was an Amma big. They were so scary. Umadabrin Mechitzehen, and they spoke, they were so tall that when they spoke, it looked like they were speaking from their belly. That's how tall they were. Uvishmo Sehen, Muhalin, they had crazy names. Irda, Varta, Vapili, Berish, Omrin, Kafuhu, Kafuso, Kofsin. If they would have said to tie us up, they would have tied us up. Omrin, Hargo, Hargino. If they would have said to kill us, they would have killed us. Ilu, Hargo, Estustoi. If they would have killed me, Mi, Yitain, Liyanai, Abba, Bar, Kamosi. Who's going to give my father, Yanai, another son? Right, the Gra says from here, you see, you're allowed to call your father by his name as long as you give him a title. Called him Abba. Who's going to give my father another son? So Amalei, so Rav Achi says, Bnei Adam halalu kruvin l'malchusein, were they close to the malchus? In other words, says the Ben Yoyod, the Taz, could they carry out all their threats? Were they close with the government? Are they going to ever get in trouble? Amalei, hey, yeah, they're close. Yeshlan susim uparedim shiratzen acharehem, do they have horses and mules that follow them in front? Amalei, hey, he said, yeah. Amalei, ihachi shapir avadat, he did the right thing. What are you supposed to do? So Rav Moshe asks, the first question Moshe asks is, How could Rav Yossi put himself in sakana? Worth getting killed for money, right? So beating him up. How could you do that? He should have said, "Here it is. I'll give it back. Are you going to kill me?" You know what? He didn't know. Once they start pulling out those whips, you know what? Here it is. I got beaten for this. Got killed for this. So Rav Moshe, very difficult answer. Rav Moshe says that they knew that. That they were never going to get killed. They were just going to get beaten. And the machlokis was whether part of the shlichus was, machlokis between the two of them was it part of the shlichus, was it part of the shlichus that you knew you were going to get beaten? That this could happen. So Rav Destoy said, when I accepted the shlichus, there was no wild das. You can't say that I was shlichus on the das that I'm going to agree to get beaten. So far-fetched. I never agreed to that. And he says, and the reason why he didn't want to be sovel anyway is because of his father. My father should know that I got beaten over money. Rav Yossi held no. I'm a shliach, and I can be sovel it. I know they're not going to kill me, even though they said if they tells me to kill me, they'll kill me. They were just being exaggerated. I knew he wasn't going to kill me, so I knew I wasn't going to get killed. So I said, fine, I'll give it back. So fine, I can be sovel it. So I'll be sovel it. It's a little difficult, no? But then Rav Moshe asks your question, but I don't understand what he's answering over here. We have to go on. it's a question about why these guys are really right. Right? They were real mice, they were right. So that's the we don't want to have. Who are you two people? We don't want to be responsible for it. Right? So be koneh. Then it's on your head. We did our job. We're giving it back right here. Okay. We got to move. Now, holich mana leploni. Give money to ploni. For holach, and he went to bikshu, and he tried to find them. Velo matza'u, but they can't find the guy. They can't find the recipient. So tanicha, the one brisa says, yaksu l'mishaleach. So bring it back to the sender. For Tani Yidach, and another Bryce says, Liarshim Mishin Ishtalcholo. Now give it to the Yarshim who you were supposed to give it to. You can't find the guy died. Give it to the Yarshim. So, what's this machlokas about? We're going to have four answers what this machlokas is about. Lema, Baha, Kamifluki. Let's say we're arguing about the following issue. Demar Savarholech Kishi. Once you go, it's as if the guy was Zocha it. Umar Savarholech Lav Kishi. And the other one holds, no, Holech is Lav Kishi. So if it's holech kischi, Rashi points out, since the minute he gave it to the yorish, the minute he gave it to the shliach, the guy was the recipient, the guy already acquired it, because holech is kischi, so if he dies now, it goes to the yorishim, he already owned it. And the other price says, no, there's no such rule like that. So you go and he just died a week ago. But he was sent 2 weeks ago, who does it go to? It goes back to the sender. Because holech is lav kischi. So the Gemara says, Amar Bamar Bamamal, no, the kuli alma holech lav kischi. Everybody holds no such thing as lav kischi. Velo kasha, habibari habishchiv merah. The question, the difference between the two brises is one time he was healthy, and one time he was a shchiv merah. A shchiv merah is somebody who, when he gives over something, it's ksuvan a kumasur and dummy. It's as if it's given over right away. Therefore, if the other guy dies, it goes to his yarshim. If he's a healthy person, there's no such rule like that. Therefore, it goes back to the sender. Now, they're both talking about a shechiv merah. One case, the recipient was alive when the guy was sent. And the other case, he wasn't alive. Right? And Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says just the opposite. Both cases, he was healthy. In one case, the Makabel died during the life of the giver. Therefore, it goes back. But what if the giver died first? Then we have a rule, which we're going to talk about more tomorrow. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So mitzvah fulfilled what the mace said. So therefore, you give it to the guy. If he's also dead, you give it to his yarshim. Let's say holech kischi is a machlokas tanoim. We're going to have a lot of shittas. We're not going to finish this. But it's all become clear when we finish. The Tanya. Holech mana leploni, go give money to so-and-so. V'holech, and he goes, a big shoe, and he searches, v'lo matzu, and he can't find the guy. The guy died. What do? Yachzeru l'mishaleach. You give it back to the mishaleach. Meis mishaleach. What if he also died? So, Rav Nosson, Rav Yaakov, omru yachzeru yorshim mishaleach. So give it back to his yorshim. The sender's yorshim. Get it back. V'yesh omrim, others say, liyorshim mishin eshtalchulo. You know who gets it? The yorshim of the ones who were supposed to get it. The recipient's yarshim. Rav Yehuda Hanasi Omar Mishum Rav Yaakov Shem Rav Shur Meir Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. Therefore, who gets it? The yarshim of the recipient. It's not the same shita. We'll see why. The Chacham Omar Yachloku. The Chacham say you divide it. The Kan Amru, and here we say Kol Masha wrote Shiyir to Shliach Yaseh. Whatever the Shliach wants to do, the Shliach can do. It's up to the Shliach. Feel this choice. Whoever he wants to give it, he can give it to. There was a ma'aser by me. And you can give it to the yorshim mishaleach. My lav ha'kam iflagi. The Tanakam is over holech lav kischi. Holech is lav kischi. Therefore, it goes back. From Nosan Rabbi Yaakov, nami holech lav kischi. They also hold holech lav kischi. The afagav the base. And even though he died, lo amrin mitzvah kai divrei hameis. V'yesh omrim holech kischi. Rabbi Nosi omrim shurim Yaakov shurim shurim meir holech lav kischi. Right. Mihu hechad the mis amrin a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis v'chacham omrim yachloku. Why do you divide it? Misapkalahu, they have a suffix. V'kan amr, here we said shuda adif. It's better the shliach can do whatever he wants. Rav Shimon Hanasi ma'isa asal hashmeinon, and Rav Shimon Hanasi just tells what he practiced l'ma'isa when a case came before him. So before we stop, one wish I had more time for this. Rashi says that the chacham have a suffix. What's the suffix? E kischi dami o ilo. If you say they don't know who to give it to, they have a suffix. What do? So divide. Why you divide it? Because they don't know. Do we hold e kischi dami o lo? Do we say that holach is kischi or not? They don't know. The e mitzvah l'kayim ilo. Is there a mitzvah in l'kayim divrei ha-meis or not? Asks the Pnei Yeshua, why does Rashi mention two suffix? The second suffix is unnecessary. Two suffix? What do you need two suffix for? Pnei Yeshua leaves that question in Betzarach Iyun. The South Sofer just suggests if there's only one suffix, we would say that Cheskas Marakama goes back to the first person has it. That would be who? It should go back to the Yorshe Meshaleach. It should go back to the Yorshe of the sender. Why is it Yachloku? Because it's a Svek Sveka. It's a Svek Sveka. And we have a rule, we don't take money from a Svek Sveka. Therefore it's Yachloku. The Mishnah Lamelech brings a right from this Rashi that we don't say you can never take money from a Svek Sveka. Rashi has two suffix. The Ar Sameach has tremendous, we'll start with this tomorrow. The Ar Sameach has amazing lumdis that it's really only one suffix. But why Rashi had to mention both? Unbelievable. We ran out of time. I'm sorry. I was late. We'll pick up tomorrow and we'll finish the parak and we'll start the second parak of the Sefer Kitten. Everybody have a good Shabbos. I'm not sure. It's on the calendar right there.